Now to a crime drama that has South Carolina riveted. And we want to note this story does discuss suicide and gun violence. At the center of the drama, Alec Murdoch. He is a prominent attorney who says he found the bodies of his wife and son at the family's home. This was June. They had been shot. Then on September 4th, Alec Murdoch was shot. A bullet grazed his head. He called 911 and said he was checking his tire when someone passing by in a pickup truck shot him. Now, police say Murdoch has confessed to a scheme of asking a former client to shoot him so that another son could collect on a $10 million life insurance policy. And the latest twist, today, Alec Murdoch has turned himself in. Well, joining me now is reporter Jeffrey Collins of the Associated Press. He is covering this saga from Columbia, South Carolina. Hi there.
Hello. How are you today?
I am all right. Sounds like y'all are having a time of it down there. Tell us what happened today. He turned himself in willingly. He's now in custody?
Yes, along with his attorneys, Alec Murdoch decided to turn himself in Hampton County, South Carolina today on charges of insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report.
Okay. And walk us through again what his lawyers now say actually happened on September 4th.
They say that Alec Murdoch was in a very deep depression and was using drugs, you know, after the deaths of his wife and his son, as well as his father died of cancer a few days after that. He fell into this deep depression and decided on September 4th that he wanted to end his life, but he wanted to make sure his son got that $10 million life insurance payment. He wasn't sure whether or not it would pay if he actually committed suicide himself. So they said that he went to a former client who was also supplying him with drugs and asked that person to shoot him in the head so presumably he'd be able to get that life insurance payment.
To the central question of who killed the wife and the son back in June, this is Maggie and Paul Murdoch. Are authorities there any closer to figuring that out?
That actually, of all the things that are surrounding this case, may be what we know the least amount about. Authorities haven't given any suspects or haven't even excluded anyone, haven't given any indication of what direction the investigation might go. Is there a motive? Nothing up to this point.
As my mother-in-law would say, there are more twists and turns to this story than a twisty-turny thing. Because there are also new questions about the circumstances of the death of the Murdochs' housekeeper. This is a woman named Gloria Satterfield. She died at the Murdoch family house in 2018. And the story was that she slipped and fell?
Yes. In a wrongful death lawsuit, they say that the housekeeper died from a trip and fall injury. But on her death certificate, it listed as a natural death instead of an accidental death or something else. That got the coroner's attention, and she asked state and police to investigate because there was no autopsy and the death wasn't reported to her.
I suppose we should note the backdrop to all of this is quite how well-known the family is. Three generations of Murdochs have served as elected prosecutors in South Carolina. Alec Murdoch's father, grandfather, great-grandfather. This is a family with many connections in legal and law enforcement circles.
Yes, they go way back, and Hampton County is one of our smaller counties in South Carolina. I think it's about 15,000 to 20,000 people. It's one of those places where the Murdochs were involved in every facet of life. Whatever thing you needed from the legal system, the Murdochs had an opportunity to probably either be against you or for you.
So are people in South Carolina following along all of this with their jaws on the floor?
Yes. I mean, all that information that comes out, it's like those crime dramas, that trope where you have the whiteboard and all the circles and lines, except for there's just so many circles and lines. And the other thing I tell people is if Faulkner was writing about this, it'd be like a 748-word sentence.
It's Jeffrey Collins of the Associated Press in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome. Thank you.